WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pete Dexter, who won a National Book Award for his novel Paris Trout, is also a veteran newspaperman. His new novel, The Paperboy, deals with a grim murder case and an investigative reporter whose obsession for the truth destroys his life. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
The narrator of Pete Dexter's novel, The Paperboy, is the son of a newspaper publisher and the younger brother of a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. But news ink doesn't run in Jack James's veins. In fact, he has nothing but contempt for the way most newspaper stories get written. Something moves, Jack says, and draws the eye, and that is as much as it takes. A day later, it is incorporated into the great, messy history of this place and time. Cautious human beings do not presume to write history on a day's notice. Jack's scorn makes sense once you know he's speaking as a dazed bystander who's watched an important newspaper story go haywire. By the mournful end of The Paperboy, the casualty count includes two deaths, a heinous miscarriage of justice, and the evaporation of Jack's vague dreams of happiness. The Paperboy takes place in 1969 in a remote corner of northern Florida. Jack, a varsity swimmer, has been expelled from the University of Florida for draining the swimming pool one night when he was in the throes of a psychic breakdown aggravated by vodka. He moves back home to work as a newspaper delivery truck driver for his father, a distant man who meets disappointment in silence. When his brother Ward arrives in town from Miami, the numbness of Jack's daily routine disappears. Ward is a famous investigative reporter who's hell-bent on reopening the case of a local man on death row for disemboweling a sheriff. Ward and a fellow journalist succeed in eventually freeing the convicted killer. Professional prizes and acclaim follow. Then Ward realizes he's been conned, not once, but twice. Though its central story is bleakly compelling, it's the descriptive and narrative detours the Paperboy takes that really grace this novel with an awareness of life's capacity to surprise us with pain. One moment Jack is swimming peacefully far out in the ocean, the next he's under attack by a fleet of stinging jellyfish. Jack, Ward, and their father have snugly reunited when, almost overnight, the sons are locked out of the house. Towards the end of the novel, Ward is brutally beaten and rushed to the hospital. There, he's improperly anesthetized, so he hears the bones snapping in his face under the surgeon's scalpel. Our narrator, Jack, presents these scenes to us in a voice as flat as the Florida wetlands. And just like in newspaper accounts of catastrophes, his dispassionate tone adds to the shock. Dexter, like another great American storyteller, Richard Ford, seems drawn to the waste places in people's memories, and he knows how to convey their peculiar gray emptiness without draining his own writing of movement and color. With a novel this good, it's a pity to dwell on any flaws, but all the women characters here are straight from central shrew casting. One is so highly sexed, she attracts randy dogs. Another lures away Jack and Ward's dad. Still another ruins Ward's career. I'm not calling for equal opportunity characterization in all works of literature. All I'm wishing for here is that Dexter could have spent as much time fleshing out his women characters as he does different varieties of swamp life.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Paperboy by Pete Dexter.